This is an IEEE Computer Society podcast. I'm David Alan Greer, and this is a special update to the In Our Time podcast entitled Character of Play. For those of you who have not had an opportunity to go to the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California, you will find that this is a little bit of an advertisement for it. The museum is really in the heart of Silicon Valley and is trying to preserve the technology and the ideas of the early computer age. It has a set of exhibits of old machinery, and you'll find down at one corner of the first floor an old machine room that is, in fact, the 1401 laboratory. Computer reconstruction or recreation is a fairly new activity, although there are a number of good examples of it around the world. The Computer Museum itself worked on an IBM 650 and got that reworking. Perhaps the most famous of all the computer reconstructions occurred in England and was a construction, the first fully working one, of Charles Babbage's difference engine. In this case, the problems are both straightforward and numerous. It was a very common computer in the 1960s, so much so that there are a number of engineers around who worked either on the original design or worked to maintain it. At the same time, it proves to be a perfect example of how quickly a technology can vanish from our lives. The machine that they're working on was originally a German machine. It was modified to run on a European power grid and had been stored in a garage or in an outbuilding that was not climate controlled. And they had a lot of problems dealing with the degradation of materials. In particular, the circuit modules proved to be quite vulnerable to the elements, and there was no simple single testing device in which you could plug in one of these modules and see if it was working. As they were getting ready to power it up, they had to go through the entire unit quite systematically to identify the bad ones and replace them. Almost everything needed repair or revision, and they've been very good about keeping a web log to show you all the issues that have come up. Some of them have been very simple. Some have been quite demanding. Getting some of the original materials to support it, the filings for the clutches and the tape drive, certain lubricants and fluids, has been quite demanding. And yet this is a technology that is, barely 50 years old. When I was there, they ran a few test programs for me, nothing special. It was interesting to think these little snippets of operation, when in fact an IBM 1401 in its day would have been operating much of the time, as the owner would need to get the value out of their contract with IBM. I hope they do others. I hope this is a kind of work that continues, because it's not only the technology. The people who work on it get a feeling of the machines, get to go inside the mind of the designers and the technicians who built it. One of the ones that perhaps taught me the lesson best on this is another reconstruction or perhaps repair job at the Computer History Museum. It's a differential analyzer, a very common computing tool, really through the 1950s. I had read about them and studied them in depth and understood their operation at an intellectual level fairly well. But it wasn't until I saw one operating. It was a fairly late model, all electric, using a certain kind of integrator on it that was not the most common. Until I saw it operate, I didn't really grasp the problems that people had in making it do computings. I didn't see how they thought about problems. And as I watched a little pen draw out a curve, a very simple one, it dawned on me how these people had to think about things. On the 1401, it was quite intriguing to think about the fact that the programmers had to worry about where the decimal place was when they combined numbers. These may be slightly technical lessons, but they're lessons nonetheless. And as we go forward, as we look ahead to preserving this culture, to preserving the forces that brought about the change in our lives, it's useful to remember that these were part of those forces and that we somehow need to preserve them. That's my update for today. This is an update for the podcast, Character of Play. These podcasts, all of them, are based on essays which are published in Computer, which is a magazine of the Computer Society, which you can find more about at www.computer.org. There are other Computer Society podcasts, and they can be found at www.computer.org/podcasts. If you have any comments at all, we would love to hear them, which you can send to podcasts@computer.org. The music for this podcast came from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network, and you can find it at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.